Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And he is greeted by Betts. A shot into right. Back at the wall. And it's gone. One pitch, one more run, and the first Dodger postseason home run for Mookie Betts. 7-1.
Welcome into Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle today, and Zolak and... What's your name today, Jones? Come on. Give it a name.
This is great. What a day to have him.
Haven't written headlines in a long time, Jones.
Oh, come on. You don't write those things.
Yeah. No, yes. I've been working, crafting them all morning.
That's the trick. You don't wallock it. You don't write anything.
No, I've been writing. I woke up early. I've been writing all
writing
morning.
Copy?
Yeah. I said,
But when I say, what is
catchy
your name?
Catchy leads.
Okay, so you've been Hockey Jones. You are Hockey Jones.
Hockey Jones.
Yep. Then you switched over to Hoops Jones.
Yep.
Pigskin now.
Yep. Are you Pigskin Jones now on Twitter?
Well, I was, and then, you know, it's the Halloween season, holiday season, so it's now the Jones O'Lantern.
Oh, I love that.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it's a little wordy, but yeah, I mean, you don't have to mock me for it, but yeah, it's a little wordy, sure, yeah.
We'll do some mocking later on.
That was good opposite field power, right? Like, opposite field, though, the home run.
What?
Where's Maz's comment? Mookie's home run. Oh. It was opposite field.
Yeah.
So Adam Jones is here today, and you were here last night, so thank you for coming again early, as Beetle needs a day off today. But you were monitoring game one of the World Series last night, you and Arcand in here, and had to be blown away by this young phenom by the name of Mookie Betts, who, as I'm told, was a member of the Red Sox organization.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah,
he's a nice little player. You would think that maybe you'd get, I don't know, a lot back in return for him, or maybe you would want to pay him if you had him. I know the Dodgers have paid him, so he did something in World Series history that had never been done before,
which is
a home run, two runs, and two steals. I already wrote that in my headlines. That's ready. It's ready to go. I've been memorizing that.
When do you get the free tacos? Is it Tuesday? Next Tuesday?
That's a good question.
It's a Tuesday thing.
It's like
right?
a week away. You have to wait until like October 28th. I think.
Why don't they do it the day after?
Line it up with the election. Now you got something to chomp on while you're waiting in line. Well, if you're silly enough to vote in person,
is election day October 28th? Because
no,
I always thought it was November.
I heard him say it was a Tuesday, so we were going to get the tacos on a Tuesday.
3rd, Taco Day. Oh. I don't know why they wouldn't do it immediately. Maybe they're hoping that people will forget about it. Because I showed up for one of those free taco things once.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm not above getting a free taco. How many people do you think were in line at the Hyde Park Taco Bell when I drove over there from my house when I was living in Raleigh?
Probably like the people at the Quincy.
Hundreds.
I would say 150,000 people were out there trying to get a free 59-cent taco.
Yeah, I believe
and
it.
I said, you know what?
It's like people showing up at radio remotes wanting a T-shirt. It's like that.
A T-shirt is infinitely more valuable than a taco. Mm. A taco is 59 cents. It goes in you and it goes out of you about 20 minutes later.
It's life-sustaining.
The T-shirt could last you 10 years.
So you've never done the remotes at... casinos like we have, where the restaurant breaks.
Oh, casinos don't want the night show.
Oh, no,
is that
the,
why?
The, oh, the old people. Oh, that come I see. Up, no, the old people come over and think we're talking about getting the free stuff from the radio people. Mm-hmm. So we have chicken wings out. People bring us food, and the old people come up and take our food. We're doing that.
They did that once,
and I'll never forget it.
Somebody walked over to the table we were broadcasting.
Took my
from.
Chicken wings.
We had a plate of wings out there. They took a couple of wings and walked off. But Mookie Betts was fantastic last night. I did not watch the entire game. I saw him get on base early on in the game, stole second, and I believe stole third on the double steals.
Yes.
So
got the runs going.
I mean, beyond that, he's hitting again, which is what I said yesterday. I'm like, look, defensively, do all you want in the NLCS, but you know, you're going to have to hit. You're going to have to increase the offense. He did that too. He is every bit the ball player so far through game one of this World Series. And I mean, to be fair, throughout the end of the pennant series, that the Dodgers had hoped he would be. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I think Tom said this before we got on the air, like the Red Sox were an actual T-Blades.
Oh,
yes. Tom Morgan.
T-Bone.
They were like an actual laughingstock punchline all night long. Like the Red Sox and how they dealt with Mookie Betts now is like a national joke because of how he's playing. And he played pretty well last night. The home run, they were already up huge. But the two steals and then the slide at home plate, like that was instrumental in them extending their lead after Tampa had just hit a home run to cut the lead down. So, yeah, I mean, he looked awesome. Apparently they were gushing all over him on TV last night. We were here, stuck in a radio studio, so I didn't catch it. But,
right.
Yeah, they're a punchline. They're a joke for the way they handle Mookie Betts. And they should be. That's embarrassing for an organization like the Red Sox to handle it that way.
Well, we all have different reasons as to why we didn't hear it. Jones, you were here working last night, watching the game, but doing your radio show so you couldn't hear it. I watched the game in the hot tub last night. I was having a soak.
Nice.
And with, you know, the Jets on.
Open those pores up.
And it was late, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to blare the TV outside too much.
Sure.
So I didn't hear it. Zoe didn't hear it because he's never watched a baseball game. So we all have our reasons for not hearing what happened with what?
I watched some.
Did you watch some?
I actually did.
What was your favorite part of the game?
When he hit the home run, because I could turn it off at that point. That made it 7-1. Tom pissed. Honest to God, I talked to you, and you know I was watching The Office because I told you that.
I know.
And this is after Jones.
The World Series was on. I know.
Jones, my kid yells. He's yelling upstairs.
What episode?
Dad,
was it?
Something's going on. It was the China one where he was in the dentist's office and he read the Time magazine thing on China.
Nice.
So my kids scream at Dad, something's going on outside. And I go outside, and there's a steel drum band in my neighbor's yard. And this is right before the game. Honest to God, I videoed it, sent it to the guys. And I'm getting ready to watch it. And T-Bone pissed me off with a text last night because I can't stand Pentatonix, the band. And he said, Pentatonix did the World Series national anthem. I said, I ain't watching now.
Because before, he had a whole viewing party set up.
I'm real down on baseball to begin with. Don't add that to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are they so, acapella? Like, is that what they are?
He sent me a separate text saying that he wasn't going to watch.
Yeah,
so that
I said, you
pissed
me off. Don't you know not to do that? Because I don't need much like tweaking to not do that. But then I'm like, you know what? I got to turn it because you got to see Mookie. Because we got to watch this. This is the story.
Well, you got to watch it, yeah.
But they got to come out today, do the Red Sox, and have to announce they're cutting season ticket prices. Like, they've got to announce ticket cuts.
Well, that's not happening.
They got to do something on that's this.
No, they're not. You think they're going to?
Yeah.
You
think I know what they're doing. They're selling 25% of the team and bringing in Billy Beane. That's what they're doing, and building a real estate empire around Fenway Park.
Well, that's
what they're doing.
Nice. It's going to be nice, though.
Yeah. Well, I would hope so.
You ever been down
by Warrior?
They
saved all that money. They saved all that money on Mookie Betts. They better spend it on something besides Linda's shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name of those expensive shoes? Christian Louboutin.
Louboutins. Yeah. Red bottom.
So. Yeah. We're going to listen to some of the praise that was just overflowing from Mookie Betts last night. But if you were on the fence or you're one of those people who said, no, he's not worth it. You don't pay a player that long. And I'll admit, I've often been on that side. I hate giving contracts out, you know, in most sports for more than 4 or 5 years. You know, baseball contracts that go for 10 or 12 years seem ridiculous. But I've made my peace with it. You're not paying for the last 3 years of service. You're overpaying for the first 8-9 years. And then, so what? Well, however you structure the deal and however they're going to end up getting paid, you can't think of it that way. You need that player on your team if you want to compete and you want to have a game-changing type of player. You need to pay him that kind of money for that number of years and fiddle around with your books however you want. But the Red Sox were unwilling to do it. And there were a lot of people that were unwilling to do it. There are still people who are Team Red Sox. You know, they're making
themselves scarce today, though, I think.
Those are the people that believe he wouldn't sign back either way. That they could have still offered the money, and he still wanted to walk.
I kind of believe that. Like, I kind of believe that Betts didn't necessarily want to be here.
He looks like he's having fun here.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's that.
Being in the World Series is fun.
No, but
winning
I'm saying
game one of the World Series is fun.
And it's not a shot that he didn't have fun here. I mean, it's a pressure cooker here.
You play game one of the World Series, you miss that Office episode, though. That stinks. It was a good one.
Diversity take.
America Tonight is a three-time Grammy Award-winning group that was formed right here in Arlington. Ladies and gentlemen,
not the outfield.
Pentatonix.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early
light? No one can do this.
It's got to be now.
What so proudly we hailed?
What are we waiting for?
At the twilight's
Here it comes.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars?
It's like the naval choir.
Ooh, that's good, though.
Did the one guy dress up like the elf again?
They need a beatboxer. That's what they need. Like in Pitch Perfect.
So gallant,
pretty good. Oh, yeah. I called it. I told it. It's so much better.
It's like Here Comes Treble.
What are we doing?
Oh,
the anthem. Stand up.
I stand with my kid. And my kid and I. I'm not standing to this. The protest. Protest.
Didn't care for that.
Baseball. Play ball.
Pretty good. I like it.
Do you?
I mean, they're not the Tone Rangers, but they're pretty good.
Here Comes Treble.
What was, hey, you're a big Office fan. What was Andy Bernard's?
Here Comes Treble.
Here Comes Treble.
Cornell.
Yeah.
Glee Club.
What was his signature song?
You Could Call Me Al.
No.
Yeah, because when he was auditioning for Jim and Pam and Jim's wedding.
I thought it was George Michael Faith.
He did that one, but his one was You Can Call Me Al. And he had the a cappella in it. Remember, she was going to walk down the aisle to hear You Can Call Me Al. I'm telling you, we'll look it up.
All right.
Yeah, that's his signature one.
So more of that coming up, Office. Look, Mookie Betts does seem to be having a good time there. He probably didn't know that that episode of The Office was on, and he didn't have a steel drum band playing in his neighbor's driveway, so there was no place he would rather be last night. But he was there because the Dodgers gave him the money. He was there because the Dodgers gave him the contract and gave him what he wanted, and it's paying dividends for the Dodgers. What did the announcers think? Did the announcers mention the fact that he used to be on another team at all during the broadcast last night? Jones didn't hear it. He was doing the radio. I didn't hear it. I was in the hot tub. Zoe didn't hear it. He was watching The Office and listening to steel drums. So we'll all listen to it essentially for the first time together.
Great. It's going
to
be good.
Nice.
When we continue here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I said certified geek, 7 days a week. Linda's spending makes this baseball team weak.
Baseball team weak.
Yeah.
trading Xander because my wife is pushy. Traded Mookie at a price because my wife is pushy. Trade my gonads in for life because my wife is pushy. Spend it up, lend the credit cards, supercharge that APR. Spend the Red Sox into last place, luxury tax, payment denied. Deal them all, I say goodbye. Want Mitchie two bags? He's an all-star. Jackie Bradley, Kevin Pillar. Anyone want him? How about Matt Barnes? No interest, what a surprise. Final offer for you decide. I want your top prospects plus cash just for my Xander Bogaerts. Make fans scream, Linda's dream. Super pale, too much sunscreen. I don't know a damn thing. Couldn't tell you how we got four rings. Yeah, 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 yeah. Trading Xander cause my wife is pushy. Trading Mookie Enterprise cause my wife is pushy. Trade my gonads in for life cause my wife is pushy.
You write that?
Did I what?
Did you write that?
No.
No, I went on Spark Notes. I found a copy of somebody else and copied it. Yeah.
Jones employs a room full of songwriters like the Nashville Music Machine, yeah. And he's just got him constantly.
Cool. No, I'm like Fallon. I have a bunch of writers.
Yeah, Jones has a constant.
You're sick.
He's got guys on the payroll constantly churning out sports parody raps.
Yeah.
And you know when one suits him, whether it's that or I'm G Willikers or.
That's a good one.
WIP, then he plugs them in and he gets a hit. He gets a hit out of it.
Yep. No. Yep, yep, yep.
That is a Jones creation here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beatle here today. I don't know that it's fair, Jones, as good a song as that is, to say that the reason why John Henry did not offer a better, more acceptable deal to Mookie Betts is because the money was already spoken for because of his wife.
Is that unfair?
I just don't know that it has a lot of basis in fact. Mm. So, but we can, of course, lament the fact that Mookie Betts is not here. And I guess the point is we would not be the only ones. From what I understand, last night during Game 1 of the World Series.
They blame Linda.
Oh.
Joe Buck went all in on Linda. I missed it.
No, he wouldn't do that.
Here's a take that you're probably not going to hear anywhere else. That man down on the field right there.
Tell you what, pushy wife.
There is one reason why he is not in Boston anymore. Linda Pizzuti Henry. Now, I don't know that it went that far, but there was plenty of Mookie Betts talk last night. What do we have first, Jim?
Dave Roberts can't talk enough about what he means to this team.
How about another hit? Red Sox fans are watching this going, hello. Why did we trade this guy?
Hello?
Hello?
By the way, don't get mad at us for stopping this because this goes on. How long do you think this goes on for where they talk about Mookie Betts and the Red Sox?
4 minutes.
Ooh. 4 minutes. Mm. Good guess, though.
Wow.
You already heard.
He said 4.5.
4 minutes in a World Series game between the Dodgers and the Rays.
Yep. Well, you got to draw in Boston somehow. You need those big markets to tune in.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Well, it's still a very big baseball market. A lot of people watching.
Especially when one of the markets is Tampa. You need to draw in what you can.
Well, there's only so many few stars in the game to begin with. And obviously he's one of them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean
Kershaw's a pretty good storyline. That's a good storyline.
Don't take anything from the fact that, while Red Sox games were actually on live during a pandemic and people were clamoring for sports, the Red Sox games were beaten by a couple of guys who at night will talk about anything other than sports whenever possible.
It's close, though.
UFOs. You guys went all in the other night on, in case you missed it, on a supernatural occurrence. I remember looking at my clock in the car, and it was... Oh, it was after the Revs game. It was after the Revs game last week.
Mm.
A fantastic radio, though.
Oh, it was good?
What was it? We'll bring it up with Winovich tomorrow.
I don't know. It's phenomenal. I don't remember.
I'll have to go back and check the tape from last Wednesday.
Yeah,
all right,
tap that app, as they say.
Here's more from last night.
How can they not afford Mookie Betts?
I'll tell you.
He just turned 28, by the way, and he signed a 12 years with the Dodgers. 12.
That's a lot. That's a lot of years. But you know, Mookie Betts.
More than 10 or 11. Less than 13.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're going to get at least 10 of those years pretty close to each other.
Yeah, and he's a guy.
Hold on. Do you mean chronologically? Because
I'll tell you what, it's going to go 7, 8, then 9. And then
see,
a 10.
Here's how they structure the deal. They're going to pay him for years 1 and 2, but then years 10 and 11, which is odd. And it disrupts the time-space continuum. I'll grant you that, but it's a smart deal they signed. It's pretty close to each other. What?
That they don't worry about not being motivated because of all the money, Kenny Rosenthal. I mean, he's been everything they could have hoped for when they gave up young players to get him, and even more.
Joe, the Red Sox are going to have to live with this for a long, long time.
Oh, boy.
And they had opportunities to sign Betts. They tried to sign Betts. They obviously did not offer him the deal that he felt was acceptable. They got back out.
It's a bad sign when Ken Rosenthal is going all in on you.
No kidding. Yeah.
Like, that's not a good sign. How tall is Ken Rosenthal? Like Mike Reese height? And he is
bigger.
And he is, you think? And he's ready to give John Henry swirlies in the bathroom, like you know, like he's the big badass on the block, Ken Rosenthal. That's not good. That's not good.
What's with the disruptive background changeover stuff? What's going on the broadcast?
I feel like every time that happens, somebody swore. Somebody just swore, and they have to cut it out.
Oh,
that's the way I feel. NBA used to do that.
Again,
same thing with football.
There's fans now, too.
They did that in the Bills game. Yeah. They did that in the Bills Chiefs game the other night. There was odd pauses.
With the Jets on, I couldn't tell. And
Fox
I don't mean
really
the New
cranks
York
up
Jets.
The background noise, though. I mean, they really crank the background noise up.
They're good.
I love all their broadcasts.
CBS should take notes.
Yes, they got back Alex Verdugo and they got back Jeter Downs, an infield prospect. Yes, they created financial flexibility by also purging David Price's contract. But this is a transcendent player. He's baseball's LeBron James.
Oh.
I don't know that you can ever trade a player like that.
Yeah, I agree. And here's a double play. Well turned by Diaz and then down to second for a 3-6 twin killing.
Stop a second on the LeBron James comment. LeBron James skipped town multiple times.
Yep.
So how can you sit there and say you can't get rid of a transcendent player like LeBron James where multiple teams have because he wanted to hit free agency and bounce? Did Mookie want to do that?
Mookie might have wanted to do it. At least the Cavs like let LeBron get the free agency. They didn't trade him.
Yeah.
You know,
he still knew the guy was going to walk.
But you put it on him. You let him leave and say, "I want to go somewhere else." As opposed to trading him,
literally
and cheaping out.
Yeah, it's literally his decision. LeBron, there's a max. The NBA has a salary cap.
There's other ways.
There's really not. If the player decides he wants to leave, he's leaving, and you can't offer him more money.
What about the Kawhi Leonard
teams
guy? The guy was going to offer him the penthouse in Toronto if he stayed.
That's Toronto.
They weren't talking about Mookie Betts being LeBron James, as in that he left the team. They were talking about him being LeBron James as like the best player in the game.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
That sticks.
How dare you, Kenny? But all the elements were there for this guy to be the last guy in that, you know, I think it was 50 with the uniform number 50 with the Red Sox to ever wear that for Boston. 27 years old when they deal him.
You mean they've screwed up? They've screwed up a number retiring ceremony to boot? Now I'm pissed. I didn't care before that Mookie wasn't going to be here.
Put 50 up on the facade.
What did they still get the statue down the little walkway street that's not really a street that
or
no one
Ortiz
drives
Way.
To? Yeah. Yeah, down Ortiz Way.
Yeah.
Can you get the statue out there? I guess not. Not if you're not going to retire the number.
Yeah.
So he just turned 28. The guy's a five-tool player. He's one of the best people in the game. There's nothing there not to love. And Red Sox fans have to watch him do what he's doing in series like this for, as you said, a long, long time.
They don't have to.
Yeah, the Red Sox, of course, got their championships, but then they were going in a different direction based on a lot of things. I'm sure there was kind of like a trickle-down effect that led the Red Sox to get to this point. And then there's really, they're reshaping their organization as we speak while the Dodgers are hoping they can continue the dominance that they have shown in the National League for the last 8+ years.
And Turner says he's okay. That lets us continue with Kenny Rosenthal. We talked about this during the end.
No!
Jeeves,
good
change
times.
The channel! Change the channel,
good
Jeeves!
Times.
holy crap. It's just, I mean, did they have that like listed as things to get to during the broadcast? Got to sprinkle in while there's time down.
Yeah.
Kill the Red Sox for 4 minutes.
Player's fine. Let's go back to kill.
That was only 3 minutes.
Yeah. Play-by-play of the game. Talk about Kershaw for a little bit. Have Kenny Rosenthal put John Henry in a headlock. Give him a couple of noogies. Continue broadcast. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Slap the ginkgo loba out of his hands. Glucosamine and chondroitin. All right. We have more, Jim, or are we done?
We got another minute.
Oh, there's like a minute left if you want to hear it later, yeah.
Well, all right, we'll get to it later.
No.
We have some counter-programming to do. This is something, again, you haven't had competition at night in a while, okay? So your numbers at night are fine, and there's no one threatening.
Your words, not mine.
I feel threatened today, so we're going to do some counter-programming.
I have a hockey sweatshirt on.
Well, we're going to do some counter-programming next. After Jones doing a headline for the first time in years. It's been since Jones had to do a headline. But
read the scores, Jones.
Listen up. Here it comes.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Big swing by Turner, who narrowly missed a home run his last time up. He's 1-for-4 with a double off the top of the wall. Dave Roberts told us Betts has made him a better manager. And he does a lot of the little things, according to Dave Roberts. And Roberts was a guy who had to work as a player to stay in the big leagues. Betts does a lot of the little things that superstar players rarely do.
Yeah, and it rubs off on the young players. They see Betts taking throws, doing all the things you have to do to become the best outfielder and defender. And then it rubs off on the young player who figures, well, if he's doing that, I should be doing it.
He makes everybody around him better, including the manager.
What the hell is that going to do for Cora? He's not here.
Might have done something for Ron Renicki. That's last night, World Series Game 1. Dodgers take Game 1. Mookie Betts with a huge night.
That's a little over the top.
What? He makes everybody better. Yeah, the young players.
Well, hey, makes it easier to manage when you have Mookie Betts at the top of the lineup.
What did he do for Jackie Bradley?
Well, no, it just made. Well, I was just talking about the manager part. I don't know about.
I'm talking about the players and the young players. Everybody around.
Put Jackie Bradley ninth instead of wherever he was hitting this year. Seventh. Bumps him down a spot if you don't have him where he belongs.
See, it's not so much about Mookie. He just wants to crap on Jackie Bradley.
I would just like to point out, I didn't bring up Jackie Bradley. I get accused of being obsessed with him sometimes. But yeah, I didn't happen to.
10-year development.
Yeah.
You just now brought him up.
So brought him up.
You brought up Jackie Bradley?
I did. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. Name a Red Sox player.
You being a jerk today.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Right. What can I say? I'm upset
being,
that...
You know what? You're being a little bit of a Kenny Rosenthal is what you're being.
I'm upset that Mookie's not here. Hell of
Tom's
a game.
Really upset.
Hell
T-Bone's
of a game last
really,
night.
Really upset.
Well, T-Bone is upset. We're gonna get to more, more Red Sox-related matters a little bit later on in the show. But we have to do something right now. As a means to solidify our position in the midday zone.
Right.
Because,
I agree with that. I don't want to slip.
You're foolish if you don't, you know, look at the landscape around you and see what's going to be happening. And we are told that there is going to be a hockey legend, appearing on another channel here at some point. And
Andrew Raycroft?
No.
the Razor?
A legendary announcer and... far be it from us to let that happen without trying to counter program, which we will do right now by bringing in our own hockey legend for a little bit of story time, just a little puck talk. Would you please welcome into the program, Mock Emmerich? Mock, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Mock.
Ah, well, thank you for having me. It is good to be here. I would like to point out that I got my PhD in journalism and communication, so address me as Doc. I am not Mike Emmerich or Mock Emmerich. I am Doc Emmerich.
Well, if for our purposes here today, you are Mock Emmerich. What is it with this, your decision to retire? I thought calling hockey games was your life.
Well, 50 years, I felt, was a good run, but with COVID and this entire pandemic, my passion, my love, my joy, handshakes are no longer happening. So I decided to hang up my skates. Hey, did I ever mention, speaking of skates, that Zdeno Chara is 7 feet tall on ice skates? Have you ever heard me say that before?
I have heard you mention that.
Maybe once or twice.
I've also heard that you yourself have never played hockey. That has been brought up many times that you are not
a hockey. How dare you throw that in my face? I've been around the game for half a century. Okay.
Zoe, do you have any questions?
Yeah, what is that? Eddie Olczyk and Pierre Maguire, have they gotten you anything since you've announced your retirement? Any private messages?
Pierre Maguire bought me the rights to the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. I will now have my own junior hockey club to watch and enjoy and shake hands with.
What was it like putting on a suit and sitting in your house calling a game virtually?
Dress for the job you want? How does that saying go?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Not the job you have.
Right. That's what I meant. The job I have and want, it is my dream to be a national broadcaster. And so I dressed the part.
Who told you the 7-footer was retiring? During the bubble, when you were calling those games, it was more of a send-off.
Again, I have a doctorate, a PhD in journalism. I will not reveal my sources.
Okay. Mock Emmerich here with us as a means to get out in front of what may be happening on another station when the other Emmerich is on. You are known for being just a walking thesaurus.
Regaling with hockey tales.
And your stories. I'm wondering if you could come up with you have 150 different ways of saying pass. Mm-hmm. Shovel, slide,
skitter.
Skitter. How many different ways can you say the word retire? And feel free to just rhyme the word retire with something, but lay back, lay off, sit out. How many different words could you use to describe the phase of your life and career that you're in now?
Oh, my new chapter?
Yes.
Hang up my skates. Euphemism. Living my best life.
Okay.
As the kids say these days.
You know what? I can see why you're deciding.
Putting me out to pasture.
I can see why maybe you've decided to do this.
Did you know, speaking of pastures, that I own many horses?
Really? Yes, I had heard that story before.
They have shown me at least one time on NBC shoveling horse manure.
Okay.
Yes.
I believe we've sufficiently counter-programmed at this point.
What do you do? Where would you rate this compared to the Jim Loth bit that he wanted to do with
what else could he say?
Foxborough, Massachusetts.
I would say that this bit is infinitely better than the
it still is.
Than the
it still is.
I don't even know. I can't even remember what we were doing with that bit.
What's the bit?
Was it Ben Volen's article? That Ben Volen wrote this article and Jim had this.
With a desire for comfort over fashion.
Jim thought.
New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick has made the hooded sweatshirt a top-selling item over the past 2 decades.
You understand? Jim thought a dramatic reading of this would carry over really well on air, so he had John Riley. Voiceover.
Yep. It's look. You
gotta take a shot sometimes.
Ooh, you can't be Mookie. And this was a swing and a miss.
You can't be Mookie Betts. I did not think this was a miss, and you can't be Mookie Betts. You can't go in there and just absolutely, you know, light it up every time you get on base, every time you get to the plate.
So you thought it was terrible too. You're telling me in the talkback.
It was bad.
You know,
swing and a miss. That's all.
Yeah, the best.
Sorry,
the best
strikes.
Best hitters only hit 300.
Oh, two.
You got to swing
7 times out of 10.
Yep.
What do you think the odds are that Julio Jones on this Patriots football team would be an epic fail as well. I don't mean in addition to the Mark Emmerich thing. I just mean Julio Jones on the Patriot, because there's been some discussion. There's been some chatter. Let's talk about that. At 11 o'clock, Burt Breer is going to join us. Zoe, who's going to join us at noon?
Stephon Gilmore will join us at some point. We're not sure on the time yet. They will practice today. Practice schedule has not been released. We don't know the time, but Stephon Gilmore will join us.
All right, so a lot of football. We'll begin it with the Julio Jones discussion as we continue here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Good morning, Bill. N'Keal Harry has played quite a bit through the first five games. I think actually more than he did all of his rookie year. What have you seen from him in the way he's taken advantage of the expanded opportunity that he's had this year?
We need more time on a practice field than we've had recently. So hopefully we'll start getting that this week, and that'll be good for all of us. I think we all need to work on fundamentals and awareness and anticipation and things like that. So, it's true of every position. But obviously, in a passing game, quarterbacks, receivers, backs, tight ends, there's a lot of that. And we need it on defense as well, and defensive recognition. So, I think we've made some gains, but we need to do more on the field, and hopefully we'll be able to do that this week. So that's N'Keal, and that's everybody. He's way ahead of where he was last year because he's been on the field and he's been practicing. And there was a point in time where, we had strung together a lot of quality reps. We need to do that again.
Seasons change. Never change.
I tell you what, they may lose some football games. He ain't getting fined for not wearing a mask. Dead coach, ain't.
He was muffled, Joe Cowboy.
Almost sounds like a robot from the mask.
He's doubling up on masks, right?
Doubling up, yep. Told me that the other day, too. Doubling up. One under the other. One under the other.
Is he doing it as a means to, show the league, I am fully on board with all things? Or is he that serious about the virus and doesn't want to take any chances?
First, I think.
Okay.
I think they're practicing. I think they're going back to what they did.
No, because I think you got – practice. It can be both, but I also think you can be serious about the virus and wear a single mask.
He doesn't want to get fined. He wasn't getting on the radar. When that memo went out, got it. Got the memo.
My theory was maybe just it's annoying. It slid down his face or something. So he had a second one to keep it in place.
I tell you what, I'm starting to enjoy.
He has all these weird comfort things, with his sleeves and stuff.
He has a tented one he wears under it so he can move his mouth.
I told you about the thing that goes under the mask so it doesn't bristle up against your chin whiskers and stuff. Stop.
So N'Keal Harry is light years ahead of where he was last year, but he's talking about those key reps. He's talking about that Seattle week, first game to the second game where it looked like, okay, he looks like he's going to be involved. And that's when everybody was giddy, Cam's taking him under his wing. It's going to be good. He's turned the page. He has regressed. He can't keep his feet. That's what drives me crazy, the lumbering clumsiness of it. But then you see the pictures on NBC Sports Boston of his arms. The dude is ripped. He's big. You should be getting something out of him. Something. Which leads us to, the Julio Jones big size. There's a big guy that can actually move his feet. He don't fall much.
No.
Catch the ball one hand.
He's actually good.
So let's start with the Julio Jones notion and the chatter that's out there that Atlanta obviously fallen on hard times down there, the Falcons.
They just won, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the dead. That's the dead cat bounce. You know, you fire your coach, you fire your GM.
Death cat.
It's the dead cat that's falling, and then you think there's life. Really, what it is just the cat bouncing when it hits the ground, and it goes up slightly, and then it settles.
It's like Fred's
back
cat when he got a dialysis and saved it for like another year.
Yeah, that's
still kicking around.
That's a hell of a bounce, though, that cat has had.
I don't think it was an issue.
Are the Falcons going to be of the mind to trade Julio Jones in the first place? What do you think, Jones?
I mean, I would if I were them. Like, where else are you going? He's due a lot of money. They stink. They're going to, you know, reset things. Calvin Ridley looks like he could be a number one. So I would if I were them. But I don't know. I mean, there's a reason that they held on to Dan Quinn for as long as they did. They may not be the most well-run organization. Julio's been, you know, a reason to sell tickets, which is probably, I'd imagine important for owners right now who have all lost
a lot
of money.
Is he a ticket seller?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's easier. I mean, it's not Mookie Betts being like, hey, we're trading away Mookie Betts and, you know, people tune the team out. But, like, it's probably on a smaller scale that same idea, right? We traded Julio Jones. What's the point of watching the team? Right?
But I think if you keep Ridley and Matt Ryan, I think that would.
I mean, it's football. People probably watch anyway. But I if I were an owner, I may be concerned about people watching my team, and Julio's been there for a long time.
Unless we've paid him a lot of money, he's been here a while. We haven't won. We've
I would look
do
at trading
something.
Him. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate as to why maybe they wouldn't. I would trade him. Yeah.
So does he make sense for the Patriots?
No.
Why not? He'd be by far their best receiver.
Who's your quarterback next year?
I don't know.
Like, that's part of the building process, right? If you're going to commit to him. And Jim went over the money. I think it's, Jim, it's what? It's 12 this year. It goes down to 11 or 12, but then it spikes next year. And you said it was, what, around $38 million for the next 3 years?
It's like 37. I don't know how the bonuses factor in. There's like $2 million in bonuses each year, but I don't know how they factor in. But it's about 37, 38 over 3 years.
Like if I'd rather pay him than Brandon Cooks. See, that's the thing. If you're of the mindset, we could get in on a
receiver.
I'd rather spend
a first-round pick on him than waste it on N'Keal Harry or Sony Michel, and I like both of those picks.
You gave it two for Sanu.
Isaiah Wynn? Yeah. Like, I'd rather – if he costs more than a first, I guess I'd be out, but I'd do that. He's on the wrong side of 30, and he just was, you know, hurt for the first month of the year. Hamstring issues, soft tissue issue, which is not great, but, yeah, I would.
I would do it, too. Curran wrote today the question is whether or not this offense is worth saving. I mean, he's talking about the situation being so dire that he likens it to a car that needs a rear defrost fixed when you've got major transmission problems. So you're going to add a receiver and essentially just waste money on something that is not going to help the overall health of the team. To me, it seems like a maybe too obvious a fix. Get someone out there who can actually get open, create some separation, has some speed, and can catch the ball when thrown to him. And to me, right now, outside of Julian Edelman, who can you count on in terms of a receiver?
All right, I think you can count on Edelman.
I don't think you can count on him right now either. I think he's banged up. I think he's got what could amount to some motivation
Bird's
issues.
The number two. Damir Bird is the number two.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's awful.
That's really bad.
So what are you going to do?
That's not a shot at him because he should be a three.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, exactly. That's Bill's fault. That's not Damir Bird's fault. He's the number two receiver.
Damir Bird was open last week. And, you know, hey, he was open deep, and I missed a couple underneath ones where he was wide-ass open. He didn't throw it to him.
You've got a more than respectable defense right now. And you still have Cam Newton who can do things on his own running the ball. And we've seen him pass the ball at least in one game this year. We know he can throw the ball. I don't know why he was throwing it into the upstretched hands of defensive linemen against Denver on Sunday, but we know that he can do more than that. He's capable of it. Who's he going to throw it to? To me, it seems like the best argument I can come up with is it's something that I thought of and seems like an obvious fix, which automatically indicates to me that there's something wrong with the idea. If I think the Patriots should get a wide receiver, then there must be something wrong with that idea.
And I say no.
let me present the other side of the story. You could give up a first round pick for Julio Jones and pay him, you know, whatever he's due, or. You could sign a player who has not played since 2013, but very available. You get him on the cheap. Hear me out, Jonathan Baldwin.
Well,
what are you doing, Jones?
Who would pick?
Back to that Dimitroff thing.
Same player.
Who would pick Baldwin over Jones?
Well, from a production standpoint,
he has not played since 2013. He did have three catches for 28 yards that year. and one first down, it says.
How's the hand that he broke in the locker room fight?
Inconclusive right now. Let me get to the bottom.
Who did he punch? A big dude, right?
Thomas Jones, I think is what
Thomas
Hardy,
Jones
what said.
Yeah, he was about a half a foot shorter and 40 pounds less. All right, Albert Breer is going to join us here in 90 seconds. No commercials. Jones has your headlines as he's in today because I'm in for Beetle on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Line ma.org.